This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Guyana, part of the New World, on the northern coast of South America. Guyana, like Cinderella, discovering a prize. And what is to be done with this discovery of light, sweet crude in great abundance? This is part of the challenge of the report from Mary O'Grady. Mary Anastasia O'Grady is the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. Guyana has lots of oil that is needed in the world because of the conflict in Europe and because the energies for lifting people out of poverty is always useful. However, at the same time, the Biden administration is confounding me. The Biden administration blessing Venezuela to come in from the cold with its oil, and yet at the same time speaking poorly of Guyana's coming in with its oil. Mary, I've done the best I can for a confused story of the Biden administration. Let us begin with Venezuela. It's reported in these last days that Chevron will now return to Venezuela, and there will be some kind of commercial arrangement that permits Venezuela to produce more oil than it has been. But at the same time, there are negotiations said to be underway in Mexico City between the Maduro regime, which the U.S. has heretofore regarded as illegitimate, and the opposition in Caracas. These matters are not especially going to get us to Guyana, but I hope I've said that correctly. How does this compare, the Biden administration blessing more oil from Venezuela, with its opinion of Guyana's treasure chest? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Yeah, it's a little bit tangled up, but let's start with Venezuela. The Trump administration basically sanctioned Venezuelan oil, and Chevron has four joint ventures in Venezuela, two of them which could, you know, pump oil, and they want to return there and start pumping oil and bringing it to the U.S. to sell. And Chevron's big motivation is that PDVSA, the Venezuelan oil company, owes Chevron hundreds of millions of dollars. And the only way Chevron can get their money out is if they can get this oil out. So they've been trying to get back in there and pump oil in these joint ventures. As I said, the Trump administration said no mas because they were trying to squeeze the dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro, who's the heir to Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, and force him to basically allow free and fair elections again, which he would lose. So the Biden administration decided, well, this isn't working, so let's allow Chevron to bring the oil out. And when they first started going to Caracas to talk to Nicolas Maduro earlier this year, they said, well, this is because we need oil because of the war in Ukraine and so forth. But when it became apparent that on a world scale, the amount of oil that Chevron can actually bring out is about 2.2% of global demand every year, they changed their tune. And they said, well, it's really not about getting more oil. It's about getting Nicolas Maduro to a negotiating table in Mexico where he will negotiate with the opposition, and eventually they'll come to an agreement about how they can have free and fair elections. And if you believe that, I have a bridge in Brooklyn for you.
That's Venezuela's part. Now, the important detail here is the world needs oil. The Biden administration is aware that the inadequate oil resources have led to what appears to be price inflation, gasoline. That was much during the campaign. Guyana has oil. So what is the Biden administration's opinion of this discovery in Guyana?
Well, that's the second leg of this story, which is they've done that in Venezuela, but just to the south of Venezuela is a country called Guyana, English-speaking country, has about less than 800,000 people. And in 2015, after a lot of work, ExxonMobil discovered a huge abundance of light, sweet crude under the seas off the coast of Guyana. And since then, they've made many more discoveries. And so far, I think it's about 11 billion what they call barrel equivalent of oil in these seas. And it also happens to be light, sweet crude, which is much cleaner In the way it burns and what you need to do to process it and so forth. Then the Venezuelan crude, which is heavy crude. I'm not against heavy crude, but Venezuela is a renowned polluter. And the PDVSA oil company has just been terribly irresponsible in its oil operations over the last 20 years. So you compare that to ExxonMobil there in Guyana, which is bringing up light sweet crude. You would think, hey, this is a great story. Guyana is an ally of the U.S. It's English speaking. It's poor. Suddenly finds a lot of oil. Hey, let's help this country improve the living conditions for the people who live there by helping them, you know, basically take advantage of this resource. Instead, the Biden administration nixed a loan that was requested by a local company. They were asking for $70 million to build infrastructure in order to get this oil out. And the Biden administration said, basically, you know, no loans for you because this is a fossil fuel and we have a policy of not lending through the international financial institutions to any project that's involved with fossil fuels. So it's an incredibly stark contrast between encouraging oil out of Venezuela, heavy crude oil out of a dictatorship, and discouraging light sweet crude from a democracy and a pro-American ally.
11 billion barrels of oil. In other words, we're looking at all millionaires. 800,000 into 11 billion goes quite comfortably forever in perpetuity. And all the jobs that would flow to Guyana in a region that needs all the help we can get to it.
Well, you know, yes, you're exactly right. And actually, on a per capita basis, only Kuwait has more oil per capita. So it would be very good for the Guyanese people. Now, I should add that, you know, when an undeveloped country with weak institutions finds a resource like this, it often ends in corruption and kickbacks and just terrible stuff happens. So one of the points that I tried to make in my column is that if the Guyanese are asking for some kinds of partnerships with the U.S., in which one of the values that the U.S. brings to the table is transparency, accountability, a way of using the assets that's more aligned with institutional checks and balances, we should encourage that because we're not only lending them money, but we're lending them technology in terms of institution building. And we should want that. Instead, you know, they're going to be on their own, or God forbid, I mean, China is going into Guyana in big ways. They see an opportunity to get their foot in there, just like they've done all over South America. And we're giving them that opening.
I want to make certain I understand. The Inter-American Development Bank had intention to make the loan to Guyana, and the Biden administration reached in the U.S. and nixed that. Is that correct, Mary? That's what's happened.
That's correct, because the U.S. has a 30%. The U.S. basically has veto power at the IDB, and this was the private sector financing arm of the IDB. It's something called IDB Invest. And the reason they did it is because the Biden administration has guidance out of Treasury that says no international financial institution should be promoting fossil fuel development anywhere in the world. That's the reason why they did it.
The Wikipedia reminds all of us the discovery of over 11 billion barrels of oil reserves off the coast of Guyana in the last 5 years is the largest addition to global oil reserves in the last 50 years. Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist for The Wall Street Journal. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.